Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kazuki Fukudo. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shelley Duncan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Trevor Crowe. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Carmona covering, for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kazuki Fukudo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fukudo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis bunts towards third. Morrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rios hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierzynski moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Pierzynski scores. Rios moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rios scores. Dunn moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Brent Morrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morrell hits a fly ball towards right. Fukudome catches it and throws to first to double up Diaz. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Duncan strikes out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crowe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Conurco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Conurco is 0 for 1 in the game. Conurco takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a line drive towards first. Santana catches it and steps on first to double up Conurco. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marson strikes out. 1 out. Kosuke Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fukudome is 0 for 1 in the game. Fukudome hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rios for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis misplays the ball. That's an error on Kipnis. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Diaz. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Diaz steals second. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrell takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Diaz moves to third. Morrell moves to second. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierre hits a fly ball into right field. Fukudome settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Marcin and he is out, Kipnis applying the tag. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Marcin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marcin is 0-for-1 in the game. Marcin strikes out. 2 outs. Kazuki Fukudome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fukudome is 0-for-2 in the game. Fukudome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Floyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski strikes out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Rios moves to third. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rios scores. Dunn moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morel hits a fly ball into center field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hafner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ezequiel Carrera now playing center field. Trevor Crow now playing left field. Joe Smith now pitching. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierre is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierre hits a line drive towards short. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Fukudome settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. Pierzynski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chisenhall out. 1 out. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marson is 0-for-2 in the game. Marson strikes out. 2 outs. Will Oman now pitching. Kasuki Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Crow. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Crow steals second. Kasuki Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fukudome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fukudome hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Hanahan now playing third base. Vinny Pestano now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Konerko strikes out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rios is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cabrera bunts towards the mound. Oman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hafner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Donald now playing shortstop. Chris Perez now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Diaza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.